So I noticed something pretty profound this morning. And it all has to do with time and waiting and speed. You're gonna love this. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. I'm going to ask you to put aside the next 7 minutes. Stop what you were thinking. Let this sink into your soul. Because here's what happened. I drank all my coffee this morning before coming out to the portable disposable hot tub to do the podcast. And, I decided to fill up my water bottle. And so one of the things that I noticed is I've got a small water bottle over here and I got a big water bottle over here, right? And so my big bottle waddle, water bottle, whatever you want to call it, it takes 33 seconds to fill. I don't know why I counted it, I just did. I'm that kind of guy some days. And the small one took 11 seconds to fill. Now, you could imagine, right? You could understand something. The big one is 3 times the size of the small one, right? So the small one takes 11 seconds, the big one takes 33. Now, it doesn't have to be that way, and you're going to love the way this fits in with your manifesting, because when I fill up the small one first, I adjust the tap so it comes out slowly. Because I don't want splashes all over the place. I mean, I hate when my dressing gown gets wet, you know what I mean? Then I have to dry it. All this extra work. So I go slow. Right? So I put the bottle water bottle, whatever it is. I put it under the tap and I turn the tap on. And it fills it up nice and slow. There's no splash. 11 seconds later, I put the big one in. 33 seconds later, it's done. So what does this have to do with you and the speed of manifesting? Ready? Let's dive in. I fill up the little water bottle every day, many times. 11 seconds. Done. I might fill up the big water bottle once, just for fun, when I know I'm going to need to, refill the little one, right? And so I habitually turn the tap on at a speed, pretty much subconsciously. Let's just call it habitually. Let's just call it on autopilot. On autopilot, I turn it on and it takes 11 seconds, and then it takes 33 if I do the other one. But I could actually put a little bit of effort in and adjust the tap so that the big one fills up in 11 seconds too. Because it's big. And it's going to take more time for it to fill up, and I don't really got to worry about the splash because it's a bigger water bottle. And here's what happens, gang. In Dream Driven Day, one of the things that we tend to explore on the fourth group call is myelin. I love myelin. Myelin is in your brain. It's not in your mind, but it's in your brain. And it represents something that's in your mind because myelin equals skill. Myelin is that protective sheath that wires around, that insulates, let's say, I'm going to simplify this, nerve bundles, so that the more you swing a golf club correctly, the more you can swing a golf club correctly. Or the more I correctly throw a beautiful roundhouse kick. Boy, I used to throw 1,000 kicks a day. I was having so much fun. But I used to throw 1,000 kicks a day. And I had a kicking coach, right, to help me really get my kicks down right. Right? And I discovered the more I throw a round kick correctly, the more I can throw a round kick correctly, easier, with more effort, and more efficiency, and more effectively. Is this wiring together a little bit for you? I hope so. Because autopilot manifesting, waking up, imagining shit, that's just autopilot. It's called cortisol. For you to get out of bed to take a pee and a poo, cortisol drips into your body. Anytime you remember your body, which ain't true. Anytime you have a body, what you are is what gives the body life. But when you experience, I am the physical body, right? Cortisol tends to show up. It's what gets you to go take a pee in the morning, gets you out of bed, gets you moving. Cortisol gets you moving. Just a drop. But the problem is people take a drop of that cortisol, which is alert, and they keep drinking it on autopilot. They wake up and they go, oh, I got a meal today. I got a meal I've got to eat today. I'll probably eat too much. And I'll probably get dessert. And I'll probably get fat. Oh, I got a meeting today. Oh, they're probably going to kick the shit out of me. Yep, I hate meetings. That's the kind of guy I am. I've been. Because that's how I am. And that's called autopilot. That's called taking what has happened in the past, perhaps, and applying it to the future passively. That's like me filling up the big water bottle at the pressure that I use for the small water bottle. Or I could just take a little bit of effort and turn the tap. Yeah, it takes a little bit of effort to turn the tap. It takes a moment of decision to go, I'm done with that. And it's time for something new. And it happens spontaneously. You can't force it, but you can flirt like hell. Ooh. You see, every day Victoria and I, we eat lunch together. And I imagine my experience of her, yum. And guess what we got? Every day we eat a yummy lunch together. And there's yum moments, lots of them, not just the food. Because I take the time to turn the tap up a little bit instead of just living on autopilot. Autopilot is easy. You've been living most of your life on autopilot. On the other hand, let's talk about identity. You're the pilot, not the passenger. And a pilot needs to go to pilot school. Let's just be honest here. Right? You can't just go, yep, I've been a passenger all my life, now I'm the pilot. Good luck. Enjoy crashing the plane. Yep, I'm going to go on Reddit and I'm going to study how to be a pilot. I've told you about the young fellow that used to come here and work in the garden for, I don't know, 3-4 years. He got his pilot's license. He put forth the effort to do a lot of work Victoria and I just choose not to. Right, to earn some money, to make some changes, to learn what he loves. I love life. I'm more than willing to invest in learning how to live life in a lovely way. I don't care if it's gardening, writing, podcasting. Learning is behavior change. And we're going to sum it up with this. Remember we talked about myelin a little bit ago? It's that cool stuff that wraps around nerve bundles. I'm just keeping it simple here. It equals skill. And the more you swing the golf club correctly, the more you can swing the golf club correctly. But you got to pick up the club. And you got to swing it. And I got to tell you, a little bit of guidance goes a long way. If you want to work with us, I always give you options. Right, we've got programs, packages. I love one-on-one work in small groups. That's why we do things like Dream Driven Day. But if you want to work with us, my first suggestion, NevilleGoddardStore.com. Go there, get some goodies, see what we're about. Strongly today, I would suggest ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. You can get that at NevilleGoddardStore.com too. And Identity-Based Manifesting, otherwise known as State Stacking. Those are my two biggies today, gang. And my third, Joseph Goddard to the max. Every day, I go deep in that tiny little package. Because every day before I get out of bed, I imagine 5 to 10, 6 to 12 specific events going my way, and I do it with a very specific process. There are things I never imagine about during those sessions, and there are things that I always imagine about during those sessions. And if you get that right, this is part of what we call learning how to be a pilot. Instead of settling back and being a passenger, hoping we got a good pilot. You know, the election's coming up. Ooh, that'll be what makes a difference, won't it? Radio. So my name is Mr. 2020, and I invite you to imagine up something yummy right now as we go into the silence. All right, I'm going to be really honest here. I was really skilled at sucking. I was. I was the teenage bedwetter. I was very uncoordinated. They told me I would be a cripple in my 20s because of scoliosis, because I was born 3 months early, and all this bullshit. I was very skilled at sucking. And I had all the reasons. Can you hear them in my voice? You can tell I don't believe in them anymore because of the sound of my voice. But I appear to digress. I was very skilled at sucking. And then I got very skilled at hard work, right? Being strong, that's right. Resisting all evil, pushing hard, radio. So I was skilled at sucking, I moved into being skilled at strong, and I've moved into another skill set now. And I invite you to join us. Because I learned how to suck just by listening to people talk about sucky stories, mostly about me, and I adopted them as true. Then I became a little ambitious. I was listening to stories and talking to people and reading books about being strong, getting stronger, being a strong guy. Yep, been there, done that. On the other hand, I really enjoy speed. I enjoy the spiritual, speedy side of life. That involves a lot of things that most people miss. Like I said, if you want to join in the fun with us, join in the fun with us. If you're getting gold from the podcast, the gold mine is at NevilleGoddardStore.com. Go there, do that. I made some suggestions. Let's have some fun, shall we? Have a lovely day. And remember, skill. We're playing with skill here. We're playing with behavior change. We're playing with you. Learning how to be who you choose to be. All right. See ya.